Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is cremation right or wrong? Is cremation right or wrong? Some say the Bible condemns it. Others say the Bible okays it. And they quote dust to dust and ashes to ashes. But folks, that's not Bible. That's not Bible. They've heard that in some cowboy movie somewhere where they prayed over a grave out in the desert somewhere. But it's not Bible. But the Bible does say this in Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Webster says ashes is the earthly particles of combustible substance remaining after combustion. Now in Scripture, ashes is used to denote vileness, meanness, frailty, or humiliation. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 27, and Abraham answered, Bible says, and Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, but which am but dust and ashes. Job said in Job 42, 6, Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. In a sense, ashes is dust, fine particles of the earth. Still the question is cremation right or wrong? The word's not used in the Bible, and cremation's not, and the Bible does not give any specific teaching about cremation. There are occurrences in the Old Testament of people that were burned to death. The Bible says in 1 Kings 16:18, And it came to pass when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire and died. 2 Kings 21:6 says, And he made his son pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And then and there's also an instance in the Bible of human bones being burned in 2 Kings 23:16. 2 Kings 23:16. He said, And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchers that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchers and burned them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man proclaimed who proclaimed those words. That's 300 years before, as he went over and proclaimed these words back in the Bible. Tells us about that. Then he said, What title is that that I see? And the men of the city told him, It is the sepulcher of the man of God, which came from Judah and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, Let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away and did to them according to the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were upon the altars and burned men's bones upon them and returned to Jerusalem. So we see then, these all are not examples of cremation. Now it's interesting to note that the burning of human bones on the altar desecrated the altar. And at the same time, the Old Testament law nowhere commands that a deceased human body not to be burned, nor does it attach any curse or judgment on someone who is cremated. Cremation was practiced in biblical times by pagans, but it was not commonly practiced by the Israelites or by New Testament believers. In fact, Jewish law forbid cremation. That's what I'm told. Many secular Jews may reject cremation in reaction to the Holocaust, in which the Jewish victims of the Nazi genocide were disposed of by cremation. And at the death camp, at many former Nazi death camps, mounds of ashes are present beneath the shallow layer of dirt. One rabbi wrote in the magazine, it Reformed Judaism, he wrote, Jews view our bodies as gifts from God. In life, we're forbidden to harm them. And in death, we're commanded to treat them with dignity, which means washing the body and then burying it. And that's the end of that quote from the Reformed Judaism. In Bible times, burying was the common practice. God told Abram in Genesis chapter 15, verse 15, And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Genesis 23:19, And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of Machpelah before Mamre. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. Genesis 35:8. He says this in Genesis 25:9 said that. It said that 23:19 I just quoted. Genesis 25:9 said, and the sons of Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, which is before Mamre. Genesis 35:8, but Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Kundabahuth. I can't even pronounce that, but it's a, you read it, Genesis 35:8. Genesis 35:19, it said, and Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. Genesis chapter number 35, verse number 29, said, and Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. So we see that, and that was Jacob was told they also in Genesis chapter 50, verse number 13, he said, for his sons carried him, talking about Jacob, into the land of Canaan, buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with a field for a possession of a burying place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph then told the people what to do with his bones, about his bones. He said, put them in a coffin and bury me in Shechem in Canaan land. And they carried him all that journey of that 40 years wandering. Moses was buried by God. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5 and 6 tells us about that. Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb. The only time Israel burned the dead when it was a punishment of the wicked offenses they committed against God's commands. Leviticus 20:14, and if a man take a wife and her mother, and it's wicked, it is wickedness. Thou shalt be burnt with fire, both he and they, that be no wickedness among you. Achan was burned. Joshua chapter 7, verse 25. Why dost thou trouble us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire, the whole family, after they had stoned them with stones. Yes, yet there's no explicit scriptural command against cremation. Many who do it, it's because of the money. Funerals costs are gone out of sight today. No one shops around for the best prices on that like you would on buying a car. Usually no one jews somebody down whenever they go in to get the prices. My uncle did. Whenever my granddad died, my uncle jewed the man down on that funeral. I remember that. But at those times, we were really at their mercy. So they offered cremation as a substitute. Laws vary from state to state. You can put a body in the cardboard box and rent a coffin if you view the body, and then you can take the body out and cremate it and use the coffin for another body. And in some states require burning the coffin as well. Laws of Kentucky, you have to have a death certificate signed and nothing else. Some graveyards require vaults to be keep the ground from settling in where they bury somebody. But peer pressure says put them away first class. In other words, it doesn't make any difference. If saved, God will resurrect the body and reunite it with the soul and the spirit. If you bury it in the ground or at sea or cremation, I mean, it doesn't matter. Cremation does nothing but expedite the process of turning a body into dust. And Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15, verse number 42 through 44, he said, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So that's what Paul said. Now, whatever method is used to dispose of a body is not nearly as important as the truth that the body is no longer housing the person who died. Death is separation. Paul describes earth body as tent that are temporary abodes. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. When our Lord returns, the Christians will be raised to life, and our bodies will be transformed to glorified eternal bodies. The lost will also be resurrected at the second resurrection, and will be conscious of pain, fire, and suffering forever. The question is cremation, right or wrong? Well, the Bible doesn't give a clear-cut answer on that. Therefore, this would come under the personal liberty that one has, if you please. Personal liberty. A person considering this issue should pray for wisdom. The Bible said in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, personally, I would say I do not believe it's right, okay? That's what I would say is my liberty, all right? But if a person is saved, then the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 16 and 17, he says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, talking to human beings here upon the earth. If any man defile the temple of God, and talking about saints, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple are ye? So the body is the temple, and they use the Greek word naos, which is the Greek word for holy of holies, where God dwells, where the priest had to meet inside the holy of holies. Therefore, it's sacred. The body is sacred. And I could not give my body to science to be used to study the effects of bullets, landmines, or automobile crashes, nor to be cremated. If you have liberty to do so, I'll not condemn you. I think Paul might respond to the question like this in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So I could say this, neither cremation is anything, nor uncremation, but what is most important is one's faith in the power of the resurrection presently at work through love. So the Bible says that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, John 14. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Therefore, there's an encouragement with those words. Now, like I said, it matters not whether it's a cremation or whether it's buried at sea or burned up in a fire or whatever it is. When the Lord comes back, he'll pick up those body out of the dust of the ashes, the dust and the ashes of the earth, the dust of the earth, and he will let that have a new body. Incorruptible, corruption must put on incorruption, and a mortal must put on immortality. And he will put inside that the new spirit, the saved spirit and soul, and we'll have a glorified body like unto Jesus, and we'll live with him forevermore. So you have to use your own personal liberty about that, whether or not creation is right or wrong. For me, it's wrong. I can't do it, but I won't condemn you if you do. May the Lord help us. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.